So first of all then, could you just tell me a bit about obviously you kind of grown up then and how you got into football? I'm guessing like most others, it's what you've always wanted to do.
To be honest with you, I started when I was younger. I played in goals and then I kind of stopped playing around about maybe 8 or 9, and it was one of my friends had been back to boys club to play, and I went back in. I wanted to be a striker at the time, and it just so happened that I was quicker than everyone else and scored a few goals and started enjoying it from there. So that was kind of it. It was just through one of my friends.
And how did the move to Hearts come about then?
First of all, at my boys club I was kind of playing every week sort of thing and scoring goals, and I went on trial to Motherwell. And when I went into Motherwell, it kind of didn't work out for me. There was players there who probably were better than me at the time, and I didn't really enjoy it, to be honest. So Partick Thistle eventually came in, and I went there, and I was there for a season and a half, something like that, and scored a few goals, and then Hearts came calling just before the academy opened, and went up and viewed the academy, and that kind of sold everything that I needed, basically. It showed me everything that the club was doing, and it was a way forward for me.
So when it came to around 2009-ish, I think, was when you first started to kind of be involved with the first team, although you went out on loan to Raith Rovers first, is that right?
Yeah, that was right. I went out there for a month, and to be honest with you, I probably wasn't ready to go. I'd been training with the first team pretty regularly and stuff like that, but I was still kind of a kid and a wee boy sort of thing, and to be honest with you, it was a learning curve. I probably wasn't ready, but it opened my eyes to get to the level, kind of what you needed to be a professional footballer at that level.
You did score on your debut though, so it must have been, you know, a good kind of afternoon's work for you, despite all that kind of learning that you say that you had to go through.
Yeah, I scored my debut. I scored against Partick Thistle away. We actually won the game, and then I played another couple of games, and then went back to Hearts. But as I said, it was a learning curve. It was an experience that you look back on fondly. It wasn't the club, anything like that. It was just I wasn't ready to play at that level, and that was as simple as that.
Was it the same season that you made your debut for Hearts, or was that the following year?
I made my debut the following year, I think it was. I made my debut.
Because it came in the January, I think I'm right in saying it might have came against Rangers, so again, a kind of big match for you going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played Rangers away, and I'd been involved with the first team for a long time, but actually just on the bench and stuff like that. And then we actually went down to 10 men. Tristan Nadia got sent off for second defence. And I was kind of like, right, there's absolutely no chance I'm getting on here. And the manager told me to go and warm up and put me straight on. And I think we drew the game 1-1, I think it was. Which is probably, at the time, Rangers were probably a bigger side than they are at the moment. But it was a fantastic place to make my debut. And obviously they had some fantastic players on the pitch that day. And to get a draw, I think the manager at the time would have snapped the hand off you for that at the time.
You did make at least one more appearance that season, but then at the end of that term, you decided it was time to move on.
I didn't decide it was time to move on. Hearts decided it was time for me to move on. At the time, I had a 2-year extension on my contract, but it was Hearts' option. And having spoke to Jim Jeffries and Billy Brown at the time, they'd said that they won't renew the 2 years. They think it's time. I think I was 19 at the time, 1920. It was time for me to go and play football and get some experience. So that was their decision. Obviously, I would have stayed on at Hearts, but looking back, they were absolutely spot on. It was time to go and start making a name for yourself and being involved first team football rather than playing reserve games and being a kind of number.
So how did the move to Adrianians come about? Was it a big decision for you that summer?
I went to the SPFLX trials. There's a couple of teams interested, and I went into Airdrie to train, and they offered me the deal, which obviously wasn't great at the time, and it was just a young boy, so they kind of had you up against the wall sort of thing. The money wasn't great, and but the only good thing, it was local and it was probably a chance for me to play. So that's the way I seen it. It was the chance to play football, and obviously that didn't work out the way it should have. I wasn't playing as many games as I would have liked, and obviously me and the club came to a mutual agreement to leave, and it's probably the best thing that ever happened to me.
I mean, I'm looking at your stats here just now, and I think I'm right in saying in your second game for them you scored, but you got sent off as well, so almost a bittersweet way to start your kind of senior career.
Yeah, I think I scored two or three goals. I think there was like eight or nine games, so it wasn't a bad opportunity there, but it was just my game time was limited. There was players there who at the time maybe weren't as good as me, but they were playing every week, and the manager, obviously, me and him didn't really see eye to eye, and it was, to be honest with you, it was probably time for me to move on. At the time I wasn't really enjoying it, and it was the right decision, obviously, to go and play football elsewhere.
As you said, eight appearances, three goals, two red cards, so a bit of a turbulent spell at Airdrie, and you were out the game for a couple of months before joining East Fife.
Yeah, that's correct. I was out of the game for a couple of months, just keeping myself fit and trying to make. Kind of went and tried out a couple of clubs, Stenhouse Muir. I went and tried out Alloa, stuff like that. And to be honest with you, they told me, Alloa told me that they needed goal scorers, stuff like that. And obviously, I was just a young boy at the time with no record, anything like that, which was fine. I can understand that when you're fighting a kind of relegation battle, it becomes difficult. And the last thing you want to do is rely on a 19, 20 year old to score the goals, but John Robertson, who I worked with closely, he was at Hearts as well, and he took a chance on me, and it kind of paid him back with obviously my goals.
As you said, you kind of paid the face there, the 8 goals and 13 appearances to the end of that season. Again, another good return. How did you feel it clicked there, but maybe than previously?
Well, to be honest with you, I had a manager that believed in me, if I'm honest with you, a manager and the backroom staff, even my teammates, they were fantastic. If I'm being perfectly honest with you, it was a joy to go and play, and the club's absolutely fantastic, and I still look back, and for me, every time I go back, I get a warm reception sometimes, just depends on the score, but it's absolutely fantastic, and I enjoyed my time there. That's one thing I can say, and I don't really know. I think it was just probably more confidence and the manager believing in you, and you just felt as if every time you got into an area, you were going to score.
It must have been quite an easy decision for you then to stay on for the following season, and you really again kicked on, 23 goals in 38 games, probably your best return of your career to date.
Well, what happened was I was Dundee were interested in me at the time, and I had a good relationship with John Robertson, and he told me about the Dundee thing and what had been happening and stuff, and what he said to me was, stay another year, he says, score some goals, and then you have a name about yourself, and if you do that, then I can guarantee you'll get a good move. And at the time, looking back, you could have went and chased the money and went to Dundee. But I was going to Dundee as, again, I would have just been another number. There's probably boys in Dundee at the time who were better than me, who would have demanded more money, which I understand completely. And at the time, it was probably the right decision for me to stay at East Fife, and it was actually 29 goals I scored, so it was. Over the season, I'd scored 29 goals all in, which was absolutely fantastic. I actually think it was my best return I've ever had. So it was a fantastic season, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
How did you find that transition into the part-time kind of set with Airdrie, and then more so with East Fife? Was it something that you were kind of getting used to by the stage you got the chance to go back full-time, or were you always eager to try and get back full-time and you couldn't wait to get that kind of full-time offer again?
Yeah, I think, as you say there, I think you couldn't wait to get the kind of the full-time offer, but you always gave it all. Like, the part-time atmosphere, the boys are brilliant, and you only see each other twice a week, and then obviously on a Saturday, but things are a bit different on a Saturday. But I think at the time, the aim was to get back full-time and get back to kind of doing what you know you're good at, and that offer eventually came at the end of that season, which obviously jumped at with both hands, but it's a difficult decision because you know at that level you can do it, so you always wonder, are you going to be good enough to do it at the level above?
As you said, the offer came from Dunfermline, and I mean, it was the opportunity to step back up into the Championship. Did you feel it was just the right club, the right level at the right time for yourself?
Yes, definitely. I'd worked with obviously Jim Jeffries before. I knew what he was about and what he brought and the kind of the personality that he is. And as soon as I spoke to him, to be honest with you, I knew straight away that was the place I was going. And when I came in pre-season, and to be honest with you, the club's absolutely fantastic. It's probably a sleeping giant, if I'm very honest with you. Fantastic club. Supporters were absolutely brilliant, but it was, at the time, it was the best move for me, and unfortunately things escalated and we ended up in administration, which is kind of, you'll never know what will happen scenario now.
As you said, with that administration period, it must have been a quite difficult and unsettling time for yourself, particularly being so young. Would it be fair in saying it could almost disillusion you at that age when you've made that step up to think, oh, it maybe isn't as glamorous as what some people may think, full-time football?
Full-time football, I think, is made out to be this kind of big persona that everybody wants to go and do and stuff like that. It has its good days, it has its bad days, like any other job, to be honest with you, but the administration was particularly hard on is the fact that you're not getting wages. It's all the constant worry, and to be honest with you, we had a lot of experienced boys in our team at that time who were absolutely brilliant, but not only that, the boys stuck together, the management staff, the coaching staff, everyone stuck by us, and to be honest with you, I don't know if many squads would have stuck together the way that we did, to be honest with you. It was a challenging time, not just financially, mentally, playing games and preparing yourself properly, knowing that you're sticking to your end of your contract, but you're not getting your wages at the end of the month. It was a tough time, but we got through it, and unfortunately a lot of boys lost their job, which isn't very nice to say, but it's a business, and that's, at the end of the day, that's it. The business moves forward, and the show must go on, as they say.
What did you kind of take from that whole experience? Because, like I said, you were quite young at that time. Was it just about maybe putting things into perspective and realising what's important in life and that football isn't always the biggest priority sometimes?
Yeah, I think if you look back, like, I still had a job and people were obviously losing their job, and these people had mortgages and children and they had bigger worries than I had, so that kind of put it into perspective for me that don't always take what you've got for granted, to be honest with you. But as I said, that the club just moved forward at that time, but it was a challenging time, and it's something that will always stick by me if I ever had to go through anything like that ever again.
You did obviously stick round with Dunfermline in League One, and it looked like a positive season that your second East End part, but with Rangers being in the league, it was almost inevitable that it was going to be the playoffs, and then you just fell short at the end.
Yeah, I think we're Rangers in the league, I think we all knew that. We always said that we wanted to challenge the league, but we knew that we would have had to win basically every game and then beat them as well. Like, it was going to be a tough ask, especially with the money that they were spending. I think I actually got injured in January, didn't I? Was it just that, the February time? I didn't even make the playoffs. They were trying to hold me out, weren't they? I think it was February, actually, so I just signed a new contract in January, another 2 years, and what had happened was I had a double hernia, and I went down to see the specialist, and they said that I could hold out to the summer and just keep fit over it and play games, and I started with. And be fair, you're the first person I've ever told this. Nobody even knows this, I don't think. And so what I was doing was I was training during the week on my own, just doing straight line running, and I was started getting involved again on Saturday and stuff like that, being involved. And then about 5 or 6 weeks before then, we played a Broth away, and I'm sure I came on and did okay, and then I went into training on Monday and he told me I could train, and I ended up tearing the two hernias, like It was particularly sore anyway, I'll tell you that. And that was my season done. So I got my operation 2 days, or it was on the third day or something like that before the playoffs. So I did, so I don't think many people actually know that, it wasn't me that was, like, because I think people were saying that obviously I was quite injury prone and stuff like that, but I was actually waiting for my operation and I had to wait till the end of the season.
I mean, going on to the next season, you only played, I think, 5 or 6 games, and they were kind of spread out, like, a couple in August, a couple in January, maybe 1 or 2 roundabout in between as well. So was it just that kind of frustrating year where no matter what you tried to do to come back from injury, just nothing was working? Because, I mean, I think I'm right in saying guys like maybe Craig Barn, things like that, have had similar injuries to yourself and had similar kind of frustrating spells on the sideline. Yeah. So is it just one of those kind of things where no matter what you do, you can't really get to the bottom of it?
Yeah, well, I got to the bottom of my injury, so I had a double hernia, which I got in February. I've seen a specialist. He told me I needed surgery. They were trying to hold me off to the end of the season to play in the playoffs, which wasn't my decision, but I went along with it. And then we got to just before the playoffs, and I had to go for surgery because that was my season done. Like, I couldn't play in the playoffs because I'd torn something. So then I got back from my double hernia, and I was complaining with a pain in my spine, in my back, and I was training, and I was getting told kind of at the time that it was just like problems in my back and stuff like that, just from my hernia surgery, which it wasn't. I actually had a stress fracture at the bottom of my spine, and then I had to bed rest for 2 months. I wasn't allowed to, I'd lie flat, basically in bed for 2 months, wasn't allowed to do anything. Came back, got a scan for that. That actually, the first time, that took about 4 or 5 weeks actually to get diagnosed. Then I had obviously 2 months in bed. Came back, and I was complaining about a pain in my side. And when I came back from my first stress fracture, I went for another scan and had another stress fracture in my hip. So that was all the injuries all wrapped up, and I'm sure it was like a year and a half spell all in that kind of I don't think anybody really knows about, to be honest with you. I don't think they know about the last two. I think they only know about kind of the groin problems.
As you say, it's kind of like almost presumptions are made, because obviously if you're seen to be out, people just obviously assume that you're injured and like so forth. But I suppose what you're basically emphasising is that a lot goes on behind the scenes that maybe people don't know about, and there's, you know, more to the story than meets the eye.
Yeah, I think people were saying that obviously I was kind of like, I was always injured and injury prone and stuff like that, but there's obviously a lot going on behind the scenes that people don't really know about, and it's kind of, I don't really let it bother me too much because I know what's going on, but it can be a dark place being injured and being on your own all the time and stuff like that. So it's kind of a tough place to be on your own.
And after that kind of tough 18-month spell out, you did obviously come back and play a lot, even though a lot of it was from the bench in the League One winning campaign for Dunfermline. I think I'm right in saying your first 4 matches all were off the bench and you scored in all 4 of them. So, I mean, it just kind of showed you the quality that you did have once you got back fit again.
Yeah, I was never in doubt. It was the fitness part of it, sort of, once been out for so long. I think it takes a bit to get back to where you need to be, which obviously I wasn't kind of given a chance because the team were doing so well, which, like, listen, I'll hold my hands up and say that the team were absolutely flying. I had no right to chat the manager's door, absolutely none at all. So I just kind of bit my tongue and got on with it that season and just says, well, if I'm going to play any part, it'll be from the bench probably. And I think I managed to score 12 goals or something like that season from the bench, which isn't a bad return. I had a few assists and stuff like that in there as well. So to be honest with you, I actually really enjoyed it that season. Just for the boys were absolutely fantastic, so they were. They had a great squad, and well, you were around about us most of the time, to be honest with you. You know what that squad is like. They were absolutely brilliant, and we did what we did, and it's absolutely fantastic to see Dunfermline back up to where they belong.
From the difficulties of the 18 months with your injuries to that kind of season, where you obviously won the league, how do you contrast the two emotions? Was it going from one end to the is the scale to the other?
Oh, completely. It's completely different, though, because you're round about the boys, you're back playing football, you're training every day, you're going in knowing that you're fit to train, whereas I was going into training for a year and a half, basically, minus the 2 months that I wasn't allowed to do anything, knowing that I wasn't allowed to train. And there were a couple of spells in there where I didn't actually know what was wrong with me when I had stress fractures. So there were a couple of spells in there where you're going in and like, you don't know what's going on and you're just trying stuff to see if it'll work, do you know what I mean? So it's completely opposite end of the scale, but it was absolutely fantastic winning the league, and I think I made friends for life, if I'm very honest with you, that squad. The boys were absolutely fantastic.
And then obviously that summer you moved on to Albion Rovers. Was that a personal decision, or was that just down to the choice of the club again?
To be honest with you, at the time my wee boy was due and it was close to home, and I'd spoke to Dam Young a few times, and Dam's a great guy, comes across as a great guy, and when I spoke to him, to be honest with you, he pulled some strings for me and sorted me out, and he helped me get a job, which was absolutely brilliant. So at the time it was kind of no-brainer for me, to be honest with you, and that's kind of how that move came about.
Is it almost, again, kind of the same what we were saying earlier in terms of putting things into perspective? Is it almost like, well, there's things happening at home that take priority, and just to continue playing football at any level suits me?
Yeah, I think so. I think Albion Rovers, like everyone gets a persona, obviously a wee club and stuff. They are a smaller club, but if I'm being very honest with you, they're a fantastic club, and they live within their means, and obviously the pitch isn't that great, but the rest of it that comes with it, actually really, really enjoyed myself at Albion Rovers. Kind of a wee family atmosphere, and it was about playing football, as you said, and we managed to do that, and to be honest with you, I think we were still in the run for the playoffs in the last 4 or 5 games for them, and we got beat away to Beacon, I think it was, and obviously kind of fell short, and I think we actually finished like third bottom or something like that overall.
At the time,
it was about the club staying in that division rather than getting to playoffs, but we had our own aspirations to try and go up.
How good was that season in terms of just getting back to playing football regularly? Did you feel that having that kind of job on the outside as well, and things coming along in the family, was that almost not your happiest season, if you know what I mean, but you felt things were starting to fall into place again?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's about playing football, isn't it? You're working, you're going to football at night, don't get me wrong, it does become tiring. But I think that's when you realise that football isn't the whole world. I think nowadays kids coming through academies, that's all they get taught, like, and I think that's why a lot of them drop out it. I think they don't actually have they've never walked like a couple of steps in real life, and people actually go to their work and then go to football at night and do stuff, or do you know what I mean? I think it becomes difficult for them, and they can't handle it when they get let go of full time clubs, which if I'm honest with you, I actually prefer part time to full time, if I'm being very, very honest with you.
And then obviously the next summer again you moved on, this time to Stranraer, but again that was kind of short lived. Most of obviously with our growth coming in for you, but you know, it was another short spell where you done well.
Yeah, actually, that's I know the manager down at Stranraer, Stevie Farrell. I know him personally; he's a great guy, and obviously Chris there as well, Chris Aitken. That's absolutely brilliant. And I spoke to the manager on the phone, and I had a couple of offers to go elsewhere, and he phoned me, and he basically told me where he wanted to play, where he wanted to play me, and kind of. Like he spoke to me about the players he was signing, I knew a lot of the boys were already there, and he basically says to me, this is what I want from you, and to be very honest with you, I kind of sold it straight away, and I went there for 6 months, and unfortunately they started to get kind of money troubles. It was kind of like them filming all over again. It wasn't they weren't getting paid, but they were just saying that the club was struggling a little bit and stuff like that, and then I got a phone call saying that our growth had put a bid in for me, and they were wanting to buy me, but they didn't want to let me go, and I just said at the time, well, I think it would be very silly of me not to speak to the manager and find out like what he's saying, sort of thing, have a chat with him.
it must be a big compliment and give you a lot of satisfaction when you know that not just the team's interested in you, but obviously they're willing to, I think I maintain, pay a fee for you, even if it's a small fee or a big fee, it doesn't matter, it's still a compliment to yourself.
Yeah, of course. I think if anyone's willing to pay money for you at this level, I think it is a compliment. But I'm just glad that the deal kind of got across the line and it got sorted pretty quickly, and it was kind of painless, to be honest with you. The manager was brilliant, and even from that, they were absolutely fantastic, and I went into a growth, and kind of I've loved it ever since.
Do you feel that you've kind of thrived under the management of the Campbell brothers? Because I mean, the squad obviously they've assembled there is experienced, and they seem to be getting the best out of a lot of players that have been there and done that. Do you feel it's the same in your situation?
Probably, yeah. I think the manager will never let you slip, to be honest with you, when they have it. Like, never. You have a bad game, he'll tell you. If things aren't going well, he'll tell you. He just tells you, like, a spade, to be honest with you. He's very blunt and just tells you straight to the point, which that's kind of what the Jet was like, Jim Jeffries at the time, and that's kind of what I find that I perform better under, when I'm just getting told how it is, sort of thing. And I think they're absolutely brilliant. I think what they've achieved, and like when they took over the club a few years ago to where they are now, I think it's night and day, and I think they're an absolute credit to the club.
Are things going better than what you would have expected this season, or were you expecting and hoping to be up there at the top challenging for the league?
Well, to be honest with you, we said that we wanted to do one better last year, which obviously we made the playoffs last year, so obviously it's about either getting the playoffs or winning the league this season. But I don't think anybody ever expected to be where we are at the moment, as in as many points like in front. But I don't see why. Our squad is absolutely fantastic. We've got great players, we've got match winners, and to be honest with you, I don't see why we wouldn't be up there. But as we said before, it's one game at a time, and we're just taking Saturday as it comes and then moving on to the next game. To be honest with you, like, we know ourselves, like our growth have been in the situation before, and the manager's happy to remind everyone they were, I think it was 11 points clear, they were 11 points behind and they ended up winning the league. So it can be turned around, and teams have done it before, so we just need to concentrate and take each game as it comes, and do the business when asked.
How do you find that balance between trying to keep your momentum in the league and try to go on a cup run as well? I mean, we've saw already this season in the Iron Brew Cup going out to a good Edinburgh City team. It just shows you how tough it is to go on a run in cup competitions, but you obviously be prioritising the Scottish Cup as well. So is it just about trying to find that balance?
Yeah, I think obviously it's a Saturday, so nothing really changes. You still train your two nights a week, and then you play on the Saturday, so we just prepare for it as a kind of normal game, to be honest with you. We don't, there's no any specific preparation. It's just the same as we normally would. We prepare properly, and then obviously go and play the game on Saturday. It's probably going to feel like a league game, because obviously Stranraer are in the league. But obviously we'll give Stranraer the respect that they deserve. I think we beat them 1-0 last time, it was an own goal, so Stranraer are a good side, and they know what their threats are and what they bring to the table, so we'll give them the respect that they deserve, and we'll turn up on Saturday and we'll go and play the game the way it should be played, and hopefully we can get a win.